Excellent. We just want to play something fast. They'll get, those of you guys who listened to the first two albums the Dillards did, actually the first three, will remember who we were. And I didn't forget to introduce everybody. I hadn't got around to it. There was Dean Webb, who looks exactly like he always did back in those old days. He's aged well, hasn't he? He travels well. You can put him any place you can hang a plant. Dean's from Independence, Missouri, and Lone Jack, which isn't too far from Salem. He used to come down and pick on the weekends with us. This is Dean on the mandolin, guys. And I'm the same old man living to mill who doesn't seem to be able to talk. I will make it through this set, though, damn it. I'm not going to fall over in the middle of a set. My name is Mitch. I'm from Salem, Missouri, guys. Nice to meet you. You're all fine. On my left, you would think it's quite a chore to keep a band together for 28 years, going on 29. On my left is the gentleman who did it, Rodney Dillard.
Boy, some of the fruitcakes I had in the band for a while, I'll never forget them. I could tell you stories.
Oh, Rodney. You know, when we started out, Rodney and his brother Douglas and Dean and I formed the Dillards, and we were together 3 or 4 years, and Douglas quit and went with Gene Clark, who just passed away here a few weeks ago, and they did a couple of great albums. Douglas has his own band down in Nashville, Tennessee. We needed a banjo player that had the kind of talents that the guy on my far left does. He's from Louisville, Kentucky. He would have gone with us the first time, except he was only 4 years old when we started.
Slow to potty training.
His name is Steve Cooley, and you'll see. This is a 10 off the very first album we ever did, guys. It's called Liberty.